Putin's stage-managed visit signals no let-up as drone war enters a new phase. Vladimir Putin made a rare visit to a command post near the front lines in the Donbas on Friday, appearing in military fatigues alongside senior commanders and ordering continued mass strikes while explicitly threatening to expand operations northward into regions of Ukraine currently beyond Russian-occupied territory. The appearance, recorded and distributed through Russian state media, was a carefully calibrated message that Putin is personally directing the war, sees no reason to negotiate, and has not exhausted his territorial ambitions. The visit's timing was deliberate. Diplomatic back channels on Ukraine remain quietly active, and Putin's frontline staging served as a public rebuttal to any suggestion that Western pressure is nudging Moscow toward a ceasefire framework. Ukrainian officials, for their part, disputed Russian claims of capturing the strategically important city of Kostiantynivka in the Donetsk region, a town that sits on supply routes feeding Ukrainian positions across a wide stretch of eastern Ukraine. Russia's state media announced the capture with fanfare. Ukrainian military officials said Russian forces had entered certain neighborhoods but had not seized the city. Independent verification of such claims typically requires 48 to 72 hours. The more alarming development may be technological. Russia has begun mass deploying what it calls the Molniya drone, an AI-guided autonomous attack system that operates entirely without a control antenna. For most of the past 2 years, Ukraine's most effective defense against Russian drones has been electronic warfare jamming. Disrupt the control signal, and the drone loses guidance. A drone that operates on onboard AI guidance with no control antenna renders that entire defensive layer ineffective. Ukraine's own response has been a dramatic escalation of deep strikes inside Russian territory. Ukrainian officials claim deep drone strikes inside Russia surged 1,150% compared to the same period in 2025, a trajectory corroborated by Russian media reports of strikes on oil refineries, ammunition depots, and airfields hundreds of kilometers from the border. Poland introduced an unexpected friction point into the alliance picture, with Warsaw accusing Kyiv of withholding drone technology Ukraine had promised to share as part of bilateral defense cooperation. That Poland, one of Ukraine's most steadfast supporters, is raising this publicly underscores how even the closest partnerships encounter pressure when proprietary military technology is at stake. On the accountability front, the Netherlands formally agreed to permanently host the Special Tribunal for the Crime of Aggression against Ukraine, a court designed to prosecute Russia's top political and military leadership for the decision to launch the invasion. Dutch Prime Minister Jetten finalized the agreement. President Zelensky called it historic. Enforcement against a sitting Russian president remains a distant prospect. But legal scholars note that the tribunal's primary near-term effect may be constraining. Senior Russian officials knowing that a permanent international body could prosecute them changes the calculus around international travel and eventual exposure to non-Russian jurisdiction.